Are you desiring more out of life? More love, more connection, more experience, just more aliveness? Well, that is your soul calling you. And together, we are going to uncover those soul desires and help you bridge the gap between your physical life and your true soul self. Welcome to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. My name is Emily. I'm an intuitive, a psychic medium, and someone who recently and very suddenly awakened to spirituality. On this podcast, we are going to talk all about connecting with your soul to live your fullest, most beautiful life. We're going to talk about spirituality from the perspective of the everyday person. It's my goal that you feel seen and supported on this journey of discovering your soul and awakening to the incredible world of spirit. Let's get started. Are you ready to discover your cosmic connection? I have a brand new offer that will help you connect with your spirit guides, receive divine guidance, and move forward with the confidence of knowing you are infinitely supported. If this sounds like something you need in your life, you need to check out my new spirit guide sessions. In these sessions, I intuitively connect with your spirit guides. We bring through divine guidance that will support you right now by giving you clarity for how you can move forward on the path towards your highest purpose. Not only will you receive guidance that gives you clarity now, but will also activate that connection that you have with your guides. The truth is, divine guidance is always available to you. You just have to know how to hear it. So in these sessions, I'm going to help you understand how to connect with your spirit guides so that you have access to this divine guidance anytime you need it. If this sounds like something that would be supportive to you on your spiritual journey, click the link in the show notes and set up your session. Now, on to the episode. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. It's me, Emily, your host, and I am so happy to have you here for another week of the podcast. If you're new here to the podcast, like I said, my name is Emily. I am the voice, the creator behind Suddenly Spiritual. And this podcast is where I share everything that I am learning on my own spiritual journey, on my own journey of discovering my soul, connecting with spirit, and all the weird woo-woo stuff that has happened in my life since I started having these crazy spiritual experiences. I try to share all of the lessons that spirit is teaching me in a very human, very approachable way. I think sometimes on the path to spirituality, it can be really full of words and language and concepts that it's hard to figure out how it actually applies to your life. So one of my goals in this podcast is to take these spiritual concepts that I am personally learning. I try to just teach from my personal experience, and I try to take these concepts and make them more human, make them more applicable to the actual lives that we are living here today. It's always my intention with the podcast to help you reconnect with your soul, reconnect with who you truly are, so that you can start living from there. You can start living out your soul desires, your soul passions, your true authentic self, and connect with the highest potential possibility for you in this lifetime, the highest potential of satisfaction, of purposefulness, of feeling alive. That is my goal, because through my own spiritual journey, connection, transformation, that is what I've experienced. I've experienced the sudden awareness of, holy crap, I'm alive, and I'm going to celebrate that. And it's really been a journey of the union between discovering this eternal support that we have from spirit, from source, universe, whatever word you want to say, and the deep connection that that provides us through spirit guides, through communication with past loved ones, through psychic awareness, this amazing connection that we have, and bringing that connection
into the human, into the everyday, marrying those two worlds. So I'm happy to have you here. If you want to hear a little bit about my personal journey of becoming suddenly spiritual, you can hear that in the very first episode of this podcast. So just scroll all the way to the beginning. And episode number one is the introduction to me, to my path, how I got here, and just a little bit of insight on the weird journey that brought me here talking to you today, which is somewhere I never, ever expected to be. But here we are. For everyone who's returning, just thank you so much for coming back to the podcast. It just makes me so excited that there are so many other people who are interested in these spiritual topics, who are ready to grow in this way. You've shown up. You're ready to look within. You're ready to expand. You're ready to transform. You're ready to welcome in that soul-led, purposeful life that you absolutely know you are meant for. And yay. Congratulations to you. It's just so exciting to me. This journey can sometimes feel a bit lonely when I have just been so focused on all these interpersonal spiritual things. It can feel a little lonely. I can kind of feel like a weirdo sometimes, like there's not a lot of people who relate to this. And so having a platform where I get to share these concepts and I find that, you know, I have all these other people who are listening and are getting something out of these teachings. It's just really, really meaningful for me. And I hope that it's also really meaningful for you. And I'm always sending you love. So today, what I want to talk to you about is how to stop giving away your power. And what I really mean by this is I want to share with you some ways that I have found myself unconsciously slipping into victim mentality. Times when I am finding myself, I'm coming to the awareness that, oh, this is a time I am slipping back into this victim mentality. I'm slipping back into a way of being where I let everyone else dictate my life, my feelings, my thoughts. I don't accept or acknowledge the power that I have in this life, the absolute power. I'm going to go through a few different ways that we subconsciously slip into this victim mentality, that we fall back into patterns of giving away our power. And the reason I want to talk to you about this is because I feel like my life has just been the biggest example of someone who really lived in that victim mentality, someone who really lived believing that everything in my life was dictated by the outside world. I did not feel like I had any control. I didn't feel like I had any say in my life, any say in the opportunities that were available to me, the things that were happening. I just felt like everything happened to me. And I didn't feel like I had any agency in this life. One of the greatest gifts this spiritual awakening has given me is the awareness that actually I have a lot of freaking power in my life. Actually, I create my reality. I am responsible for the life that I'm living. And because I'm responsible for creating the life that I'm currently living, that means I can create freaking anything, right? I created this. Why can't I create something different if that's what I truly desire, if that's what I want, if I'm willing to take back that power, take back my autonomy, take back my agency, and make choices in the direction of where I want my life to go? Having that realization that I am a co-creator of this life. I am here creating my reality with the support of the universe, alongside the universe. Realizing that I have that kind of power in my life has been so transformational. And what I found as I learned this concept, I was introduced to this concept of radical responsibility. I found that it's like every week, every month, every day, I'm introduced to deeper and deeper ways that this applies to my life. It started with, on the surface, recognizing that the big picture of my life was something that I created. It wasn't something that I stumbled on. It wasn't something that was forced upon me, but I made the decisions to create this big picture of my life, meaning I decided what jobs I worked, where I lived, I decided who I married, I decided, you know, all of these big things in my life. I decided my education, I decided how much effort I put into things. I decide that. And so my first understanding of this concept of co-creation was really on this big, massive level and recognizing my responsibility and my power in the big picture of my life. But as time has gone on and I've really just continued to lean into this concept of co-creation, this concept of recognizing my power in my life and of recognizing my history of living in victim mentality, I've noticed smaller and smaller and smaller and more specific ways that I am not living in my power, but instead am stepping back, stepping into victim mentality, allowing myself to feel powerless when that is actually not the reality. And because I can recognize that most of my life has been lived in this victim mentality, in this mentality where everyone else can decide things and I'm just along for the ride, because I've lived my whole life in that way, I step back into it all the time. It's like my natural way of being. You know, I'm almost 35. That's a lot of years of living feeling like I was powerless. So it makes sense that upon learning that I have the power, feeling that in my body, that it hasn't immediately changed everywhere in my life. I think I'm probably going to be on a whole lifetime process of really learning to reclaim my power, first in these major big ways I can feel that change and that shift has been made. And now I'm working my way down to these more minute specific ways that I can now see myself stepping out of my power, stepping out of that co-creator mode and just giving up in some ways. So what I'm sharing with you today, I have a list here of 7 different ways that we subconsciously slip into victim mentality. And these are based on me, on my lived experience and ways I have surprised myself by recognizing that, oh crap, I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. I'm giving away my power again. Whoops, I didn't realize I was doing that again. And I just share them with you to hopefully bring you that same kind of awareness so that you can bring forward more autonomy in your life, more intentionality in your life, in the way that you are perceiving your life and the way that you are stepping forward and taking action in your life. Because when we subconsciously decide to not step into our power, when we subconsciously slip into this victim mentality, it's like a disease. It affects us internally. It spreads. It starts with feeling helpless in this one area of our life, and it spreads. That feeling spreads. It's like a cancer to us. It spreads through our body, it spreads through our life, and it affects how we show up in the world. Not just in this one small area of our life where we felt helpless, but it bleeds into the other areas of our life. It bleeds into our actions. This is important, not just in our internal dialogue, but it literally dictates how we walk through the world, how we act in the world, and how we feel capable of going after the things that we actually want and creating the life that we actually want to live. So I'm going to get into these more specific sort of nuanced ways that we give away our power. I'll also just note, I outlined this episode like a really long time ago, maybe like 5-6 months ago. But for whatever reason, I just kept not recording it. It just never felt like the right time. So as I'm recording this right now, going back through these, it's kind of like an aha moment for me. It's sort of another little wake up for me. I think I was meant to look at this list right now at this time because I'm realizing, oh, I am still kind of in some of these scenarios, in some of these ways of not living out as my full self, in my full power, taking control of my life. And okay, before I dive in also, I just want to say, me sharing these with you, pointing these things out to you, this is for awareness. This is not so that you can shame yourself. This is not so that you can be mean to yourself. This is not so you can feel bad about yourself. That is never the point. Point is to give you some awareness, and we can look at these things with neutrality and recognize, okay, these are habits that I have picked up that have really served me before. Because a lot of times when we are not living in our power, when we are giving away our power so that we can kind of play the victim, it is a method of defense. It's a way for us to not be responsible for the outcomes because maybe we're afraid of what the outcome will be if things don't go well. If we're the victim, if we say we have no power, well, then we're not responsible when things go wrong. That's a defense mechanism, right? That's a way that we have allowed ourselves to have excuses because we don't really feel confident or we don't really feel safe having that autonomy. So I just want you to know that these are things I want to point out to you for your awareness, not so that you can crap all over yourself and make yourself feel bad, because that's not the intention. The intention is to accept, okay, maybe these are ways that I have not lived in my full power in the past, but I'm starting here today and I'm going to bring in this awareness and see how I can make some shifts, see how I can make some changes moving forward. The past is the past and it kind of doesn't matter, right? Okay, it matters in some ways, but it's also not quite as important as we make it, because we're here now in this moment and the past is not ever going to dictate our future. What dictates our future is what we are doing right now and the steps that we are taking forward. We can't change the past, but we can change right now. We can change how we act, how we feel, how we perceive. We can change our path right now. And that is what I want you to focus on as you are listening to this, just to bring in some awareness to your life for how you can be more of a powerful creator in your everyday. So the first way that we subconsciously slip into victim mentality and give our power away is by creating unrealistic expectations for ourselves that are completely based on shoulds. All of the things we should do, all of the shoulds in our life. I should have the house clean every day. I should exercise every day. I should have done this thing by now. I should call this person. I should, right? And when we focus so much on the shoulds, what we're doing is focusing on what we feel like the world expects us to do. We create these expectations for ourselves based on everything external from ourselves. And something that I used to catch myself doing all the time, and honestly, I still do it. I still catch myself doing it, is I like to start my day by making a list. I love planning. I love being organized. So I often start my day by making a list of what I'm going to do that day. And I used to make this list and it would have like 30 things on the list. I wish I was exaggerating, but I'm not. It would have an insane number of things to do on that list. And then all day, I would feel so much pressure to complete everything on the list. I would be anxious. I would have literal anxiety about trying to finish this insane, unrealistic to-do list that I created for myself. At the end of the day, obviously, I wouldn't have completed it. And then I would feel like crap about it. I'd feel like, oh my gosh, I can never get anything done. I never can follow through on what I say I'm going to do. I'm so unreliable. I would say all these terrible things about how I was such a failure because I couldn't complete this insane to-do list. And one day, I realized, who made that list? I did. Did I like ending every day feeling like crap, feeling like I didn't accomplish anything, feeling like I was so unreliable, shaming myself, making myself feel bad for not meeting these expectations. No, I didn't like that. Obviously, it was a terrible way to feel, and I was repeating it every single day. I felt like I was a victim to my to-do list. Guys, all I had to do was make a different to-do list. All I really had to do was create some more realistic expectations and especially make some expectations that were based on what I actually wanted, not on all the things I felt obligated to do by the outside world. And some of those obligations I felt were that my house had to be clean every single day. No one told that to me. It's just what I thought was the expectation of the world. Reality is, my house is not clean every day, especially not anymore. Now that I've dropped that from my expectations for myself, I felt like a complete victim to my list. I felt like there was never enough time. I could never accomplish what I wanted. I felt terrible. All I had to do was recognize that I am the creator of this list. I am the creator of my everyday. I am the creator of these expectations. I'm holding the power here. The power is not in this to-do list, right? The thing is, I had placed all my power into that. I had placed all of my autonomy into this. I had let myself become a victim to what I thought were the expectations of the world, when in reality, it was just the expectations I was setting for myself. And so one of these ways that we fall back into victim mentality is by creating unrealistic expectations for ourselves. Now, I'm not saying that we should never have big goals that like take a long time to reach or anything like that. Really, the issue here is when we create expectations that have no real bearing on our actual soul desires, on things that we really want, they have no real bearing on where we're trying to go in life. Instead, we're filling all of our time with mundane things that don't matter. So if you relate to this, look at your list that you're creating every day. What's on there that doesn't actually matter? Does it actually matter if you leave your laundry in the dryer for 2 days? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're the one who is setting the expectations for your life. And one of the ways we call back our power, we reclaim our power, is by recognizing that we have the ability to set our daily expectations and we have the ability to change them. We can set some expectations, make a to-do list, whatever, and then we can change it. We can do that. We have the power to do that. We are in control always, always. The second thing I want to talk to you about is a way that we often give away our power is by valuing other people's opinions above our own. When we do this, we are saying, other people know better than me. Other people can make decisions, but I can't. Other people's opinions are more important than mine. Where I see this happening is, I used to be someone who could not make a decision without getting the advice of other people. Now, I might have explicitly asked for advice from other people, but also I'm someone who would do a ton of research, tons of research, look up opinions that other people have about certain decisions, or if I wanted to buy something, read all the reviews about something, all of the information, and put all of my decision-making power on everyone else, on their opinions, their reviews, believing that they know more than me. It got to the point where I couldn't even recognize my own opinion. I didn't even know what I thought because I'd been spending so much time focusing on what everyone else was doing and believing that they knew better than me, that they knew better than me about literally everything in my life. And that's not true. As I have been on this journey of spiritual awakening, the very beginning of this journey was me discovering my intuition was me getting curious, like, how are other people saying that they make decisions from intuition? What is that? And how do I get it? Because I don't know how to make a decision anymore. Connecting with my own intuition made me realize so many of the decisions I had outsourced to other people, it was just because I was disconnected from my intuition, from my own inner wisdom. And once I started reclaiming that connection to my intuition and trusting it, I gave myself the ability, the confidence to start making decisions for myself again, to start valuing my own opinion again, to start really trusting myself again. I'm not saying that we should never ask for advice, and I'm not saying that we should never seek out more information before we make a decision. But what I am saying is that we should value our own opinions, our own inner wisdom, our own gut feeling at the same level that we value other people's input. And honestly, we should value our input even more, because the truth is, you are the only one who knows you. You are the only one who truly knows you. And because of this, you are the one who will always know what is best for you. Other people are going to tell you things based on their own life experiences, based on their own perception of the world. But you are a unique, beautiful, incredible soul with your own vision of this world and of this lifetime. And because of that, you are uniquely equipped to make the right decisions for yourself. This is something that I just didn't realize. I just didn't realize the way I completely gave away my power by asking everyone else what I should do and then blindly following their advice. And it's not like anyone was trying to mislead me or anything like that. Everyone probably still had the best intentions for me, but no one else was able to tell me what to do with my life because they're not me. They don't know me. They don't know me at my core, my true essence, my soul, the inner world of me. I am the only one who knows that and who can make the decisions that will lead me forward from a soul-aligned place. So this second way that we give away our power is by valuing other people's opinions more than our own. The third way that we subconsciously give away our power is by letting ourselves sink into that feeling and hold it with all of our might that we are not in control of our time. This has been such a huge lesson for me, It's because I have spent a lot of time feeling like I don't have any control of my time. And the reality is, I have a very full life. I've shared on this podcast before, I have 3 young kids. I also have a spouse who travels an extensive amount of time out of the year. I'm talking this past year alone, 2023, he was gone for more than 6 months out of the year. He was away from home. And some of those are in like 2-week chunks. Some of them, one was a 4-month chunk. This year, we're getting ready for him to be gone probably about 8 months total out of the year. My time is very limited because I have these little kids, right? They take all your time. Anyone who has children knows they take your time. They need you all the time. And I'm someone who needs alone time. It is just part of who I am. And I've really started accepting that lately. If you're into human design, this is a side note, but if you're into human design, my profile is a 2-4. Part of that human design profile is the hermit. And the hermit needs to be left alone, you guys. Reading that was so confirming to me because I have always needed a lot of alone time. And with my life being so full, with having not a lot of support, like actual real world support, help with my kids, things like that, help with the house, I really felt like my time was not my own. Like I had no control over my time. And it is such a valid way to feel because I have all the real world evidence for that. But there came a point when I had to really face that belief because I didn't like that I didn't have any control over my time. I didn't like that I felt like there was no time for me in my life. And so I had to make a conscious decision that even though the reality of my life was that there wasn't any space for me, that's something that I had allowed to happen. This is a scenario that I had created through my decisions. And because of that, I had the power to change it. I had the power to reclaim my time. But I had to take the steps to do it. It wasn't something that was going to be given to me. I really got to the point where I was fed up with being a victim to time, and I had to take my power back so that I could have time for myself to re-nourish myself, to nourish my soul, to do the things that brought me joy, to give myself the peace, the time, the clarity, the compassion that I needed for how I operate in this world. And it required a lot of inner work to get to the point where I could claim that, yes, I need my own time and I need it so much that I am going to put my money where my mouth is. I am going to value myself enough to hire some help and take control back of my time. Like I said, this was really, really big for me. It was really emotional for me to come to that point where I would reclaim my time. And so some of the practical things that I did to shift my perception about time, I hired a babysitter so that I could have a couple hours a week to myself. And I had so much resistance because it was really hard to find someone reliable. It was hard to find someone within my budget. It was hard to find someone I trusted. I was very reluctant to let someone else watch my children. And so I went through all of that. I worked through all of that. I recognized that if I wanted to take back control of my time, this was a process that I was going to have to go through. And so I found someone, they worked for me throughout the summer. I signed my littlest girls up for preschool and for morning care so that I could continue having some time to myself. I committed to a schedule of going to bed early so that I could wake up early and start my day alone. When my husband was home, I claimed time for myself. I went on walks by myself. I went to the store by myself. I went up to our room and just read books by myself instead of trying to make myself the only parent or trying to make myself constantly available to everyone else. And doing that was an act of really stepping into my self-worth, stepping into my worthiness of having time to myself. But it was also a way for me to stop being such a victim to my life, victim to time, recognizing that, okay, I have something different that I need and I can take the steps to create it. I don't have to be a victim to this. I don't have to accept this as my reality forever, right? I can change it. I can change it. I have that power. So one of these subconscious ways that we give away our power is by not recognizing that we have control of our time. We have control of how our time is spent. Even when there's all of these constrictions, all of these real life situations that put restrictions on our time, at the end of the day, we're still in control and we can still find solutions. We can still let time be supportive to us. This was a big one for me. I guess as you can tell, a lot came out with that and me talking about it that I didn't expect. So I hope that you can relate to that feeling of victim to time and to recognizing that we actually have the power to choose how we spend our time, even when there's all these real world restrictions that we might feel. The next scenario, number four, I want to talk to you about is becoming helpless when someone else is around. Oh, this is kind of like, do I want to talk about this? I don't know. Okay. So this next one, becoming helpless when someone else is around. Let me give you an example. Like I said, my husband travels a lot. So when he is away, I do everything, right? I do everything around the house. There's not another choice. I'm the only one here. And so I am very capable. I'm so capable of maintaining the home, of, you know, caring for the kids, of caring for myself, all of the things that come with just being an adult and being in life. And when my husband comes home, sometimes I find myself acting like I can't do anything, acting like I don't know what to do. I find myself suddenly deferring to him when he's home. And some of that is because, yeah, I want to relax and chill out a little bit and let someone else be in charge. But part of it is also going back to that scenario number two that I discussed, where we value other people's opinions more than our own. Part of it is me feeling like he is more capable than I am. Part of it is this feeling that I slip back into that, okay, he's here, so he knows better than me. So I'm going to let him be in charge because he knows what to do more than I do. But is that really true? It's not. It's not. And it's a way that I have caught myself falling back into victim mentality, falling back into letting someone else take the power, putting my power in someone else. Not that he's taking anything away from me. That's not how I mean it. But more that I am just giving him all of the power and not recognizing my own autonomy, my own capabilities, and not recognizing that, wow, I am the stability of this family and of this household, you know? And so I find myself not stepping into that, not embodying that, even though if I take a step back and look at our lives, that is the reality. That is the reality, that I'm the stability of our household. I am the center of our household. I am here. I'm here. Another way that I see this aspect playing out is I'm embarrassed sometimes. I'm a little embarrassed to share this, but I know that some of you will be able to relate. So like I said earlier, I'm almost 35. Maybe at the time this episode comes out, I'll already have had my 35th birthday. But when I visit my parents, when I go home, I kind of become helpless again. Maybe some of you can relate. I've actually seen this, you know, with other people, that when their parents are around, they suddenly become helpless. We suddenly kind of revert back to our childhood versions of ourselves. We put all of our decision-making power back onto our parents, just like when we were kids. And I recognized this more recently when I was with my parents and I was visiting and I caught myself like not making meals. I caught myself, you know, letting my parents do my laundry. I caught myself falling back into someone who couldn't take care of herself. But I'm a grown up and I can take care of myself. And so I just find that some of these ways, when we are around people who maybe have represented authority in our life before, who have taken care of us before, it's one thing to let ourselves be taken care of, and it's another thing to defer our power to them. It's another thing to become helpless around them, which with this scenario, with being around my parents, like I wasn't cooking any meals, and then I was like, oh, I'm so hungry. I don't have anything to eat. I could just cook for myself, right? I could just do that. But for whatever reason, and this is such a simple example, this is so basic, but for whatever reason, I just deferred back to I'm a child and I have no power. So once you become aware of victim mentality in your life, of ways you're giving away your power in your life, you're suddenly going to see it everywhere. And these little nuanced scenarios like I'm talking about are going to become apparent to you. Another way, let's move on to number five. Number five, I have here, reverting back to negative ways of speaking. This is a way that we give away our power. a lot of us have throughout our lives probably used a lot of disempowering language. Things like, bad things always happen to me. People always let me down. Of course this happened again. Have you ever said that? Or, you know, maybe you get cut off when you're driving down the highway and you're like, of course this happened to me again. Or, you know, maybe you get charged incorrectly at the store and you're like, oh, of course, this always happens to me. Or of course this happened, or I knew this would happen. Or, you know, people always make the wrong assumptions about me. There are different things that we say, like there's never enough money. Everything's always so expensive. Our language matters. And in our language every day, these common phrases that we say, these are all subtle ways that we are giving away our power, that we're stepping into victim mentality, that we are not recognizing our authority as creators of our life, as creators of our reality. And what we're really saying with all of these phrases is that there is something outside of me that is controlling my life. There's something outside of me that is dictating my life. We're saying that the outside world, the outside scenario has more power over my life than I do. So let's take one of these sayings specifically and break it down a little bit. One of these things, you know, that I hear a lot is that I just have bad luck. Oh, that's my luck. Something like that. I never have good luck. I always have bad luck. Bad things always happen to me. We can all lump all of those together, okay? So when we say, I always have bad luck, what we're saying is that the outside world is dictating my experience and I have no control. Because when we think about luck, that's something we have no control over. When we say, I always have bad luck, we're saying I have no autonomy over my life. I have no power over the things that happen to me. I am not in control of my experience. And by saying that, we're giving the outside world all of our power. We're saying, yeah, everything in my life is dictated to me. I'm just here. I'm in the flow. I cannot make any impact. Everything happens to me and I have no say. And like we've already talked about, that's simply not true. Of course you have a say in your life. Of course you are the one dictating your experiences. There may be, of course, bad things that happen to you. That's life. We're all here for it. It happens to all of us. Bad things may happen to you, but you are in charge of where you go from there. You are in charge of your reaction. You are in charge of the next steps that you take. So, saying, I always have bad luck or bad things always happen to me is you not recognizing your power to lead yourself through life, your power to create the opportunities that you want, create the experience that you want, to make the decisions that will lead you to the places that you want to go. Instead, you're just sitting back saying, oh, this always happens to me, whatever. I have no power. We don't want that. And so our language is a subtle way that victim mentality sneaks in. It's a subtle way where we don't recognize our own authority over our lives. And my friends, I think I'm going to leave it at this with these five ways that we slip into the victim mentality without even realizing it. These things happen every day for us. It's everyday ways that we give away our power instead of recognizing how we are an incredible creator of this lifetime. I know I said I had seven ways, but I think I'm done now. I think I'm just going to leave it at these five. I don't think I have it in me right now to keep going. So I hope that this episode has been helpful for you. I hope that it has shined a little light on the ways that you're not living fully in your power. I hope that it's given you a little spark of recognition. I hope you can relate to some of the stories I shared, some of the experiences that I've had. And like I said in the beginning, I really want you to use this just as information. just as information. Use this as a way to become more powerful in your everyday life. Do not use this as a way to shame yourself and take yourself back down a few steps, because what you can do is if you take this information and feel shamed by it or feel disempowered by it, is that you're using this podcast here to become more of a victim to your life, to become more of a victim to circumstance. And that is not what we're here for. We're here to become empowered leaders in our own lives. We're here to lead ourselves through this life. We're here to let ourselves be supported by the universe. We're here to take the steps forward to create the life that we want, that we deserve, that our soul is craving, that we are meant to live out in this embodiment. We're going to get there through being empowered. We're going to get there through recognizing our own inner strength, our own ability to create what we want. So I hope that this episode brings you that awareness, brings you closer to your soul desires, closer to yourself and your innate power to create. You're incredible. You're beautiful. I love you so very, very much. And I'll chat with you again next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Suddenly Spiritual podcast. I'm so grateful that I get to be part of your journey of spiritual expansion. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review for me on Apple Podcasts. It's a quick, free, easy way for you to support this podcast, and it helps me reach more people who are looking for support on their spiritual journey. You can find a link to leave a review in the show notes. Thank you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.